Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of pitch this makes me want.
That's my boy. Yeah.
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
I have been advised to listen to this record.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 11th. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James.
And I'm your co-host, Abby Boatwright.
And welcome to Sky's The Limit, the Doc Rock Week.
So excited.
Can you explain Doc Rock? What are our listeners in for this next hour?
Well, I mean, can we explain it? I think I was just talking to Wes about it a little. Wes is my brother a little bit ago. And Wes was saying to him, it's like classic rock meets yacht rock meets dad rock, like combined into doc rock.
100%.
So it's dad rock and classic rock and like summer rock with like that yacht rock chillax vibe.
Yeah.
But a little bit more chill and folky
and
than
a lot
yacht rock.
More Canadian.
Yes.
Than you would typically sort of
so
find.
So it's like your cottage Canadian summer doc rock.
Yeah. This week we're transporting everyone to Muskoka.
Yeah.
We're all getting in Muskoka chairs. If you are not driving the rest of the evening or not currently driving and are of legal age, guys, get a beer.
Your favorite local
your
beer.
Your favorite local beer. Crack it open right now.
Get that IPA.
Not the IPA. Not the IPA. What are we, 2012?
Maybe.
Maybe. Hey, maybe. But crack open a beer. Get on, you know, a button-up shirt.
We've both got button-up shirts on. We're
maybe,
ready.
Hey, take the show to the backyard. Because
it's nice out.
It's nice out. And it's going to be a good one. Starting off with a Canadian summer classic. And one of my favorites, because it's kind of near where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
The Tragically Hip, Bob Cajun.
just a little after nine. In the middle of that riot, couldn't get you off my mind. So I'm at your house this morning.
Under those patio lanterns.
Mitchell, Patio Lanterns.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Under those patio lanterns.
Like, come on. It had to be. That was the number one song I put on for Doc Rock when Skylar and I were discussing this.
Well, we made the whole playlist based off patio lanterns.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's radio here, so it works for the CanCon section. But for some reason, in high school, I had a fascination with that song, and it was one of my favorite summer songs. But shout out to my mom. She wouldn't let me play that song because she said, Abby, this played all the time in the summer when I was a kid. I mean, no, she wasn't born yet. No, when I was a kid. So she said, yeah, this you're acting like this is something you knew you discovered. It's Kim Mitchell, man. But I think it's fun now when I'm a like slight Kim Mitchell fan because of this song, and I'll see people with a Kim Mitchell t-shirt and say, hey, Kim Mitchell. And they're like, you know who Kim Mitchell is?
Yeah, because you're under the age of 40 and you're like, oh, I'm just listening to some Kim Mitchell on my headphones walking around campus. You said to me, you were like, okay, Skylar, we did summer pop last week. I need to play patio lanterns.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, it didn't fit into summer pop. And then that's how we came up with the genre of doc rock.
Of doc rock, because patio lanterns is my nostalgic summer song, man. But I'm, you know, 21.
Well, you're allowed to be old if you so please. This next song was actually a Skylar pick, but it seems like it would be a you pick.
Yeah, I also 100%. Love this album very much.
It was a great album, Graceland.
My dad showed me this album.
By Paul Simon. I mean, I've listened to some Paul Simon here and there, but I was at the Auxiliary Thrift Store in Picton, Ontario. If you're ever in Picton, the Auxiliary sort of seniors care thrift store on Main Street. Oh, chef's kiss. One of the best thrift stores I've ever partaken in thrifting in. And they have a section of CDs for a dollar. And Paul Simon Graceland was there. And so I picked it up. And I mean, what an album.
Yeah,
and
I really enjoy it. I stole my dad's CD.
Yeah, exactly. I never really noticed, I want to say, this track before until I listened to the full album on CD just a couple of weeks ago, and I sort of fell in love with it, I would say. It's one of, I think, the deeper cuts of Paul Simon. The deeper cuts. Paul Simon here with Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds. And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. We'll be right back.
She makes the sign of a teaspoon, he makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody, you know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody, you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Up her hands. still to lose her when I saw what I had done. Burned down and threw away the hours of her garden and her sun. So I tried to warn her and turned to see her weep. 40 days and 40 nights, and it's still coming down.
Sun. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Indio, Canadian artist that I don't really know anything about.
I don't know like a lot about them either. I just know about this album and the like fact I told you of. I learned that Joni Mitchell is one of the like backing vocals for the like sort of chorus part
on this track.
On this track.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's Canadian as well. But this was a song that I just heard all the time in the summer, like used in different events and like some recitals and such. And yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's one of those songs I played on Trail Mix a few years ago, and It's one of those songs that I've always known, but you never like know what it's called or know who it's by. It just sort of is one of those like melodies that sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And very summery. Very summery. I don't have anything else to say about it except
I'm so excited for what's coming next.
Oh, you're so excited. Do you want to talk about it at all or just
let's go into it and say this is probably my favorite summer song.
Oh, and you know by the intro already, Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Smooth.
My life. let's forget about it.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda.
Beach Boys, Kokomo.
What a track. What a summer track there. I mean, come on, you can't get better than the Beach Boys with Kokomo. One of my personal favorite Beach Boys songs is The Girls on the Beach. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that one?
I think so, but not as frequently, obviously.
It's really bad. Mm. It's very bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's one of those Beach Boys tracks where it's like they had the like very Beach Boys sounding harmonies, but then some of the songs, it was a little too dissonant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's a little like nails on a chalkboard, the girls on the beach, you know, I don't know.
They were trying something new.
They were trying something new, and maybe let's not do that. Abby brought up this great TikTok, which we're all going to listen to a segment of because we listened to Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. I'm just going to play it with no context.
That is why, Council, I am suggesting that we change the national anthem to Smooth by Rob Thomas and Santana.
This is at a local council meeting.
Council, what up? JT just brought the heat there, and I'm here to boost his message with an acoustic rendition of Smooth, just to further wet your beaks on this proposal. Man, it's a hot one.
I'm not going to make us listen to that part. I think my favorite part of that said that TikTok that I just actually spoke over was when the second guy goes, hey, Council, Chad Kroger here.
Yeah. That was a big thing. Like, that TikTok went everywhere, and this had to be, like, a recorded council meeting of their proposal to change the national anthem to...
And what was the verdict?
What's the national anthem?
I'm pretty sure it's Smooth by Santana. Yeah. Last time I checked...
That's what they're teaching in the schools.
Smooth by Santana. Open the schools! Oh, God, I don't know. We're going to get back into some Canadian music here from one of my favorite bands that my aunt actually introduced to me a few years ago on Trail Mix, who I've just been listening to ever since. Classic Canadian band that I don't think gets played enough on the radio, actually. Martha and the Muffins here with my fave, Echo Beach.
Thank you. put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the pally, my sister sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
The Kinks there with Come Dancing.
Just like the party on a Saturday. I know your friends will come dancing while the big band used to play.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. One of my favorite The Kinks songs, if not my favorite The Kinks song. I always just sort of relate it to Echo Beach, and I think, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't have the musical knowledge to explain why, but those songs just pair so well together, I think.
Yeah, I think it's sort of what we talk about on this show of maybe there probably is a musical explanation, but there could just be some sort of nostalgia around how it makes you feel or what it makes you think, and that can makes you connect the two together.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Those two were my picks, if you couldn't have told. We're going to play a new one here. New from the Sheepdogs. This is Darlin' Baby.
I washed ashore and sure enough I must atone without you. Crazy without you. I walk the streets at night afraid what I might find. It's just a lonely voice that's shouting in my mind over you. Crazy without you. Darling, baby, there's a darkness in the light. A wrong that can't be right. A day that fades into the night. Baby, don't you know that time will only tell. Life's a lonely hell. Trying hard to wake up from this dream over you. Crazy without you. Mm-hmm.
but I might find it's just a lonely voice that's shouting in my mind over you. Crazy without you.
Darling, baby, there's a darkness in the light, a wrong that can't be right, a day that fades into the night. Baby, don't you know the time will only tell, life's a lonely hell without you.
Thank you.
money, he's got two tickets to paradise. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Another Abby pick there. Clearly, another Abby pick there. And this next one is also your pick. Do you have anything to say about this next one?
Just that this is a summer song. Not necessarily a summer song, but it's a summer song for me and my dad again. So shout out my dad.
Shout out Jeff. One of my favorite songs that you sort of introduced to me and got me liking, and I just listen to it on my own time now. Warren Zevon here, Werewolves of London.
Menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Little thing called love, Queen.
Winding down the night with some Queen there. One of my favorite Queen songs. As always, it's been Sky's the Limit with me, Skylar, and Abby. Follow us on Instagram at Sky's the Limit CFRC. We post every Wednesday what our theme is going to be for that day, so you can know if you want to tune in or if you're not going to care about the music that we're playing. Hope you've enjoyed our Doc Rock show. We have one more song left.
Finishing it off with a summer one-hit wonder, we have No Rain by Blind Melon.
Good night.
I like watching the puddles gather rain, and all I can do is just pour some tea for two and speak my point of view. It's not safe, I just want someone to save me. Oh, 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 I'll always be there when you wait. Yeah, you know I like to keep my cheeks dry today. So stay with me and I'll have it made. And I don't understand why I sleep all day. And I start to complain that there's no rain. And all I can do is read a book to stay awake. And it rips my life away, but it's a great escape.
Local DJ Matt Almeida returns to CFRC this fall to deliver this season's beginner-level DJ workshops. Want to learn how to DJ from the ground up? Get an intro to equipment and setup, various techniques including beat, phrase, key, and gain matching, DJ FX, EQ looping, echo and filter, and more from this industry pro. Register today via CFRC.ca.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online and turn that grade around. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.